Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So Ben's like, well, you know, she doesn't spat. She's just like chill. She wears a heart on her sleeve and a collar on her neck. I mean, it's perfect for me because I don't get in my head ever because she's constantly reassuring me of where we're at, which I didn't realize was actually very important to me. Okay. That sounds extremely annoying because, you know, Sabrina's like, where are we? What are you thinking? How are you feeling right now? How are you feeling? Here's how I'm feeling. I'm totally, just.
Yeah. She's, of course, going to be super sweet to you right now because, A, if she doesn't, you're going to get steely cold with her, which we already have seen. And second of all, she wants to be on this TV show. She's like, just putting in my deposits to like be a full-time cast member on Summer House.
Yeah, he's saying, well, I haven't said I love you to her yet, so I'll say that, and then maybe I'll ask her to be my girlfriend at the same time. You know, it's a big moment. I haven't said I love you in fucking 15 years.
Oh,
okay. That's something.
You get an award for being emotionally inaccessible. Go see a therapist, all right? And it's not that big of a deal to call yourself boyfriend, girlfriend, okay? He's like, is she your girlfriend? I have to say I love you first. No, you don't. You don't. Get out of here, you fucked what? I can't stand this guy.
Ben. So this is the end of his storyline, basically. You know, they're like, give Ben a monologue. So he's like, yeah, I'd love to be free and easy. Like, I'm in. I can't even read this. It's just, he had a girlfriend in high school. He's saying his dad was very religious, like born again.
Here it is.
So he was, you know, like, you don't have sex before marriage. And so his whole life, the dad was like, when you get older, there's going to be things and decisions you've got to make, which I won't agree with. But just so you know, I'll always love you. But then I had an indiscretion with a high school girlfriend and he didn't talk to me for years. So yeah, I don't use that word lightly. Well, he probably wouldn't have had a problem if you said, I'm in love with this person and committed to this person. It was the sex, not the saying I love you part. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what Ben is basically saying is that his dad withheld love and his dad was really fucked up because of it and something that he's had to deal with. So he's going to rectify the traumas of the past by withholding love as well. Got it. Okay.
Like, you're really good today. You're really on the...
I'm really on one.
You're really on the psychotherapy beat today. I love it. But yeah,
he doesn't realize he's perpetuating the cycle. Come on now.
Yeah. But otherwise, you know, I do blame religion literally for everything, including long lines at McDonald's. I'm like...
yes, the answer is yes to that. But this was actually interesting, believe it or not. I did find this interesting because now I had a greater context to why he is awful. And now we see, like, he literally has this overbearing religious father, and that's messed him up for sure.
Yeah, but I get that. Like, okay, well, I'm not going to say I love somebody because my daddy will get mad at me, but you're still fucking people left and right. So what's the difference? I don't know, how's that punishing your dad? It's only punishing the women, you know? I don't know. This sounds like bullshit to me, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Unless he was like, well, my dad is so religious, and then it's forced me into being a virgin for all these years to please my dad. But he's not. He's just not saying I love you to people. He's screwing over women instead of, like, by just using them for sex instead of saying I love you to please his dad, who got mad at him for having sex. So now he's having, I don't know. It's not pinging really with me, but I don't really trust Ben anyway. So
yeah, I just don't trust this guy. I'm telling you. So Jesse is like, well, listen, I was really excited for the potential of you and I being the single guys ripping it up. But if there's one person I'm happy to lose you to, it's Sabrina. Also, you can tell her to stop texting me. 20 text messages a day that I haven't responded. That should usually be a signal to pump the brakes, Sabrina. Sabrina, the teenage texter. Am I right?
Oh, mate. That means a lot. Thanks, brother. And let me tell you, she loves you too, just so you know. He's like, yeah, I could feel it. I can feel it. It's terrifying. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, tell her, maybe.
I know the
less likes on my Instagram, super weird. Like, sometimes she'll like a post and then she'll unlike it and re-like it again. Like, I saw that you liked it.
Okay, so now we have the scene that I think we all cringed right through. And this is Mia and Amanda sitting in beach chairs. And Mia's asking how Amanda's weekend alone was. Amanda's like, it was fabulous. It's the best weekend of my whole life. You know, I needed it, but you know, like, how was after soft bar, by the way? You guys ended up going for drinks, you know? And Amanda's and Mia's like, yeah. And so Amanda's like, what happened with that? So Mia's like, well, first of all, you're a bitch because you left me. You were supposed to come with me. So I guess was it implied that Mia and Amanda were supposed to go along to this double date thing with
Sierra? No, but it was a double. It was like the double date. And then I guess people invited after, like at the soft bar thing, like added people on. And Amanda's like, well, I didn't go because I just felt like so unwanted. And we see flashback to 3 days ago where Jesse being like, are you going to go to this thing? It's like, that's just so weird. Like, I don't think I got an invite. So,
yeah, I wasn't sure really what was going on, but she obviously did not attend something. And Amanda's date. Like, so it was like, so it was the double date was supposed to be Ben and Sabrina with Ciara and West, right? And
yeah, they were going to go out after the soft bar. And then I guess other people were added on. And Amanda was like, well, I'm not going to go because I didn't get invited. And I think it was just everybody there was like, are we going to go to this thing? Come on, let's all go. And she was like, no, now it's a date, because now she has it in her mind. Like, oh, now I'll be showing up on their date.
Yeah. So she's like, the last thing I would ever do is just like invite Sierra and Wes out on like an intimate date. They like just became friends. Mia's like, but yeah, I think it's too soon. You know, she goes, yeah, because like, even if they did get back together, I don't know. Like, I just not, they don't seem like they'd be, I wouldn't be happy with that. And she goes, literally what would make me the happiest person in the whole entire world, the happiest would be like, if they were good, right? She says something like that.
She's like, well, if they got back together, I'd be happy about it. But, you know, only if he's ready, because he's not ready, you know? And it, my thing is, he needs to be fucking ready. You know, it's him, not her. And Mia's like, yeah, I mean, he needs to be all the way in, and he can't just, you know, fuck her again like that. She's like, yeah, I'm very wary of him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are very wary of him, watching him going on these little double dates and watching him over there flirting with Sierra right now. I bet it's really boiling your bunny.
So Mia says that, you know, she says, you know, it's my concern that, and like, it's not Sierra at all. It's like making sure that Wes doesn't find his way back in and then be like, oh, well, I'm actually not ready to do anything too serious right now, which is, of course, what we know would have happened anyway, regardless of the scandal. So Amanda is like, yeah, because, you know, like, Sierra is like very special. She's a very special, incredible person, and you need to treat her differently than any other woman in the world. Like, until a man is capable of doing that, I don't trust anyone with her heart. It's like, oh, this is not aging well.
The music they were playing during this was so funny too. It was like, oh, sucker. If the music could have had lyrics, it would have been like, sucker. She's like, you know, I would die for that girl. And the way that I'd cut West off in one fucking second if she looked at me, like, if she gave me one look, I'd be like, I'm gonna attack, girl.
No,
cut it out.
I just kept on hearing Annie Lennox. Why? Like, why are you saying these things? Why are you saying these things? Oh my God, they're not good.
But meanwhile, it turns out if he gave you one look, you'd cut her the fuck off, which is what happened.
That's exactly right.
So now it's later. West is taking photos of Sierra. People are dancing and taking selfies. Ben gets in the water. And Sierra goes to have the talk with Kyle. So she's like, well, I went to couples therapy this week. Yeah, and do you guys like feel like you're in a better state than you were? He's like, well, yeah, she took the sheer... I mean, she went, so the sheer fact that she went at all is like, I mean, we're in a way better place. You know, I think the real question is like, are we both going to put in the effort? She's like, yeah, look, well, we met up, obviously, like right after you guys had like couples therapy, and like, I don't know, sometimes like it sounds like, it's, what was her demeanor? Well, like she was happy to go and like finally be able to say everything, but like at the same time, like we were talking about it. And I feel like your frustration exists because like you guys have never like had a moment, you know, like you live on top of each other, you know, you used to work together, your office is right there. And I'm like, look, would it be a crazy idea if you guys just like physically just like separated for a month? And he just stays silent. Like, okay, now you're going to break up. Now Amanda's going to break up with me on TV through one of her friends, which is basically what's happening. Because Sierra's like, okay, you don't want to separate? I'll get you separated on TV. Don't you worry. I'll do it. I'll do it for you.
Yeah, I feel like this was a bit of an overstep from Sierra, just a little bit. Like, it's just, it's a dicey thing. Or it's almost like, I wouldn't tell both parties. Like, tell one party and then let them handle it, but don't tell both of them. I don't know why.
I see why she's doing it, because she did tell Amanda, and Amanda was like, well, Kyle will never go for it. So she's like, okay, fine, I'll talk to Kyle. But yeah, this isn't your, this is a marriage.
I get it. She's sick of it. Yeah, she's sick of it. She's been hearing of it, and it's like so uncomfortable in this house. It's like, fuck it. I'm just going to tell them that you guys got to break up. Because by the way, we all feel it, right? But it's like, it's just a tricky thing to say. I think it's tricky to say it to both parties. I don't know why. I almost feel like it's one thing to tell like your friend, be like, maybe you should propose this. But like at that point, you told your friend, you like, here's my advice. And now it's like, you've given this advice to your friend and they have to go do it. They have to propose it to their partner. And I think doing it on both sides, you run the risk of just seeming like someone who wants them to break up. And
yeah, giving your opinion, I think, is valid. I mean, I think that Amanda's basically been asking for this for years. And I think all the girls have been, you know, all the close friends to Amanda have been like, okay, you guys need, this is not okay anymore, you know? But Amanda's really been selling it this season. She's like, yeah, it's time for you guys to separate. It's time for you guys to separate. It's time to separate. And now she's like, okay, it's not working. So I'm going to go to Kyle. I'm going to go straight to Kyle. I was like, damn.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So he just stays silent. She's like, I mean, I know you guys love each other, you know, but like, you know, this is bringing bad stuff upon you guys. And he's like, well, wait, have you talked to her about us taking some time away? Or is this a fresh idea? And she's like, yeah, it's not fresh. I'm sorry. Well, what'd she say? Well, she said she would be open to that, but she didn't think you would be open to that. So I'm just like a broker. Mm-hmm. I'm a divorce broker.
Yeah.
So
see, that's
5% of whatever the divorce.
maybe this was more of the overstep, saying she would be open to that. Maybe her response should have been like, it's not really my place to say this for you guys to have that conversation. But I floated around because we're all in this fucking house watching you guys be miserable, and it's ruining everyone's summer, and you're the king of summer should be fun, and you're ruining it for all of us. So you guys fix this. Like, maybe that's what the approach should have been. But her saying, yeah, she'd be open to that. Maybe like, that's such a tricky thing with like a marriage. I don't know. I wouldn't. Just, it wasn't the biggest, like, I just would have been like, I don't know if I would have waited on that.
Yeah, and Kyle's like, I'm kind of shocked. I mean, the fact that there's separation conversations happening within our friend group, unbeknownst to me, while we're trying our best to put our foot forward in therapy, I mean, it's disheartening. Like, we're supposed to be putting it all out there with the therapist, and now it feels like there's an elephant in the room, and I'm second-guessing what we're even doing. I mean, come on. And, I mean, I get that. It's like, okay, yeah, so we've been going to therapy to be honest with each other, but meanwhile, this whole time she's been talking about leaving me and she's not telling me. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, on the other hand, Amanda has been threatening to leave him for like years. So it's not like this should be that new to him. So he's like, well, when did you talk to her? When you walked the dog? I mean, look, you said she's receptive, but I mean, that's just scary. She goes, yeah, it's not easy for me to say either. Like, look, let me just tell you, this divorce is really hard on me.
Look at KJ over there. Look, he can't even stay awake.
It's not harder on anybody than KJ.
Oh my God. Okay. KJ, are you okay?
This divorce is going separated? To break KJ. He's like, it's going to break him.
Different spaces. So Kyle is like,
a lover boy. Go back to bed, KJ.
Why is he crawling into a refrigerator? It's my comfy place. So Sierra's like, look, I just don't want you guys to be so fucking miserable. Like, you don't deserve to be miserable. You know, it's like, I don't know what exactly she wants, if I'm being honest. And then cut to Dara saying, this bathing suit is riding up my anal cavity, you know? I'm Dara.
So now Sierra is pointing to Ben. They're just making jokes at each other. She's like, Bailey's like, oh my God, you look like somebody from the Addams Family. So now it's time to go. And
Ben, when his hair is wet, looks like George Washington, which is the gist of that, which was funny. But yeah,
whenever it comes to Ben, I start my eyes just kind of cloud over and I start skipping the paragraph. So sorry. So Carl's like, oh, we're going to stay back, guys. You guys can head back. No worries. But I'm going to stay back here for a minute.
Oh my God. Carl's nervous about dinner.
So back at the house, everyone's arriving. Levi doesn't have a towel. Bailey's telling her that her vagina's out. Chefs arrive. And Lindsay's like, hello, chefs. The kitchen's right in here. I'm going to go get ready real quick. I'll let you do your thing. And then it was just sort of funny because later on when Lindsay comes back, the chef was like, hey, you get cleaned up real nice. I was like, excuse me, sir. Just stick to chopping asparagus.
The chef was something else. He comes in like, he won't smile. He's just like, whatever. I love a surly chef. Yeah. So now people are getting ready for dinner. And Amanda's like, oh my God, Wes, your hair is ridiculous. You should wear your hair like that. And he's like, yeah, well, Sierra told me that my hair sucked twice at dinner already. So
I'm injured. So the Ben's on the phone with Sabrina. It's like, oh, Sabrina, you were up? She goes, yeah, I'm just in bed. Okay, well, I'm excited to see you tomorrow. Big old squeeze when you get here. She's like, me too. I can't wait to get here. Can't wait at all. As she hangs up the phone, it's just like, I'm like hiding on the side of the house. Okay, 12 more hours before I can go inside. 12 more hours.
So Amanda goes by Carl in their room and doesn't say anything. And he's like, oh, hey, Amanda. Hey, man, I'm going to put on some music. Is that okay? And she just doesn't answer him. He's like, Amanda.
Amanda. So now Lindsay goes down to the kitchen and that's when the chef is like, oh, you clean up nice. She's like,
yeah, okay. Like, quick turnaround. How are you doing in here? Like, how long have you been a chef for?
He's like, 20 plus years.
Oh, holy cow. You've been poor that long?
Yeah, and I've been cooking for 20 years.
Wow. So did you always know that's what you wanted to do?
He's like, yeah, it was either that or it was going to be a DJ or it was going to be an architect.
Oh, that makes sense. You know, we have one of those.
An architect?
No.
DJ?
Yeah.
Then Kyle walks in. He's like, hey, what's going on, fellow DJ / architect?
Wow, it's good to see somebody who took the turn I could have taken. You know, I chose right. I'll say that.
Loser!
Lindsay's like, yeah, he was going to be either a chef or a DJ. You chose the correct path because DJ is not it. Carl's like, whoa, wait. Lindsay's on everybody's ass this whole episode.
I loved it because she's like, I've missed half of the summer because I've been taking care of a baby. So I'm cramming all my drama into these episodes that I get to be on.
She's just coming in and being an asshole to everybody. So now people start coming in to have dinner. And Levi's like, Carl, what's the vibe going on with you? She's talking to Bailey. And she's like, what's going on with the vibe with you and Carl? She's like, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm flirting anymore. Oh, jeez. I mean, I don't know. Like, I've shown my interest. I can't do anything more. Now let's just, like, light flirting, I guess. Carl and I have been flirting, texting all summer. Look at this. I'll meet you on the corner of 32nd and 6th.
Okay, we'll see you there.
I mean, it's basically like a romance novel. And, you know, I'm just not sure if it's going to be more than texting. Like, maybe it's just flirty texting for the summer. I'm open to whatever it could become.
Here's a little tip from Uncle Ben to you. Learn some magic tricks. He's really into that whole little flashback to Lil flashbacks. 10 lines and magic, my favorite.
So now Kyle is laying down with an eye mask on and Amanda comes into the kitchen and Amanda's like, Mother Hubbard, do you need help? Oh my God, look at Chef Frank, Big Frank in the house. So everybody comes in, it's all smelling great. So they're all wearing black. Wow. And now they are going to sit down and have some dinner.
Well, but first though, Jesse spills some like martini on his shirt and he's like, hey, Bailey, what happens if you spill some like martini on your shirt?
She goes, well, hypothetically speaking, nothing really happens because it's, you know, clear liquid, you know, but it smells terrible. We gotta dry that off.
So she starts like wiping off his shirt and from this camera angle from behind looks like she's jerking him off. She's like, I can't even imagine what this looks like from a different angle. Like, you don't have to imagine it. We're seeing it.
So now KJ and Sierra are trying on their grills because their grills were delivered. So they're trying them on and they look cute. I mean, they've got jewels all over their teeth and stuff. And so now they're ready to go down to dinner. And Carl's like, oh, my God, Bailey, you look great, by the way. It's probably your best outfit of the summer. Probably the best.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wish you showed off more of those tan lines, but at the same time, I love the modesty that you're showing.
Oh, really? So you like a more modest look then, Carl, right?
Yeah, I love modest tan lines. Oh, my God. Have you ever seen someone from 1736 with a tan line? Oh, yeah, right around their ankles. It's so good.
Well, it's my least slutty, and you're saying it's my best. So you like something more classic is what you're saying.
Wait, though. The soft bar, your white dress, that was good. That was really good. And we see her dress that she was wearing, a flashback.
And she's like, oh, you like that? But that was completely see-through.
Oh, I know.
Huh. Yeah, when you walk past, I was like, whoa, you look great, by the way. Put your modesty on me. Oh.
But you could see my butt and you like that? Did it look good?
Yeah, but I could see your thong too. That was like, tan line of underwear.
Like, let me see your thong. That thong, the thong, thong, thong.
Okay, Carl, that's a bit too much. Well, that was intentional. You're supposed to see the thong.
Oh, really? So does the dress come with a thong?
No, that doesn't work that way. This isn't like a stereo set.
Yeah, it's for you to see it.
Oh, for me to see it?
Well, I mean, you isn't everybody.
Oh, it's for everybody to see. Okay. Now, when you're getting ready, are you like looking in the mirror at your ass? Are you like, oh my God, I'm wearing a thong. Did this dress come with a thong?
Carl, are we really still talking about this? Do you understand how dresses work and underwear?
Well, now question. When you look at your ass in the mirror, how do you actually look at it? Do you like look over your left shoulder or your right shoulder? Just like walk me through the process.
So now everybody sits down to eat and then they're loving the grills, loving all the grills. And then Amanda sits next to Sierra and gives a strange look and is like kind of mimicking West when he walks away. And Lindsay's like, oh yeah, everybody, just stop. It's time for a speech. Exactly one year ago, I hosted a freedom dinner and I'm here to tell you I'm still free.
And we see a flashback to last year. Like, Ozzy, Carl, thank you for setting me free so I could go and accomplish my dreams.
So Carl's like, well, how did we let you do this again? And so then Wes claps.
Yes. Who clapped?
Well, so the night dinner is called the Lost Supper. So we're going to play a little game.
They're like, oh, no, not a fucking game. Come on. You're just being messy.
No, we're going to play a little game of Lost and Found. So everyone's going to go around the table and talk about something they lost recently and something they found. So like Carl lost me, but then he found a bunch of thirsty girls in his DMs. So congratulations, Carl.
The way she will just take a swipe at Carl out of left field is so funny to me. It's just like, you never know when it's going to come. And it just, boom, it just arrives.
And he's laughing. You know, I know people, the people who do hate Lindsay, I mean, think like, why is she always fucking with Carl? I mean, it's true. But I think Lindsay's like love language is fucking with people. I think this is Lindsay trying to be nice to Carl, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's like it is her weird love language. If he laughs, then it's like safe. So Lindsay goes, well, does he go in any direction that you want to go in? And so Sierra's like, well, yeah, it's going better than last year so far. So they start off with Lindsay says, okay,
well, I lost all my timelines, but I found my dream girl.
They're like, oh, yeah, because we all knew this was just going to be about a way to say, like, I have a baby. And then Bailey's turn is, well, I would say when I came in the house, I clearly came in with like a lot of baggage because last summer I lost a really bad, dark relationship that I'm happy was left in the past. And I would say that this summer I found joy again.
Oh, and a thong. Did that thong come with your joy or did you buy it separately? I'm still a little confused.
I also found my ability to walk into a Sweetgreens and order my own salad. Thank you.
Well,
thank you very much.
That's great.
Like, but also don't forget your storyline. You can flirt. The bag of potatoes.
Thank you, Levi. Thank you. I can flirt and make out now. I understand how to do that. If anyone wants to try it on me, I will help. I will happily do it, Carl. Just take the first step.
And Sierra's like, oh my God, should you make out with Carl right now just for fun? They're like, oh my God, make out, everybody, make out. Make out. Make out.
Here we go. So they make out. And everyone's like, everyone's screaming, going crazy.
They're like, was it a good kiss? I'm like, yeah, it was great. Freedom.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Okay.
Well, it's my turn. I'm just going to say this to the audience. I actually want to make out with her again because, like, it was really a good make out. You know when you plug your charger in the wall and you just nail it the first plug in? It was like that.
Wow. I laughed at that. I actually laughed at that. I was like, because I do know what that's like.
You should
like.
Write porn.
I know.
Oh, you should write erotic stories. Falling into her was like getting my charger in the first try.
I do remember one time in my old apartment, like parking my car and like going to like the door into the building. And like, I took out my key and went boom, fresh right into the keyhole, right? Like not on first shot. I was like, wow. And then I got to my door. I was like, boom. It was like two in a row. And I was like, this is the best day ever. I have never done
just,
it. Like,
I just,
so exciting.
I just came.
it was just like that.
Oof. You got to warn people before you tell these stories.
So Wes is like, well, I guess that last summer I lost my voice, but this summer I think what I found was like kind of the ability to like I don't know, like speak up, and also I found like a friendship and like a relationship that was clearly lost for a long time. And everyone's like, oh my God, Wes, wow. And it like felt like a zillion pounds off my shoulders, because like the most important thing is that I make the people and the audience not attack me on Instagram so harshly. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Sierra goes, oh, Wesling Conrad Wilson. I mean, it's like, yeah, I mean, even that, just that speech, I probably couldn't have done last summer. Look, it's like really amazing. And KJ's like, wow. And Sierra's like, no, you couldn't. Wesley Conrad Wilson. Okay. Oh, wow. She's like really so happy. And so then they ask KJ and he says how he lost his brother when he was a kid. And that's always been tough. And his brother was like 17 or 18. And so he never really had an older brother. He's only had sort of like father figure types or older type of men in his life, but he's never really had bros. And so being able to have like the boys and they're like dynamic and feeling comfortable, like, do you understand what it's like to nap around your bros? Like, that's just so special. And I just feel really welcomed here. So it's a cute moment with KJ. And it's like,
yeah,
everyone's like, KJ.
Yeah. The audience was like, oh my God, protect KJ at all costs. So Sierra's like, okay, that was so pretty. Okay, my turn. So my huge weight off my shoulders that I lost was having to be mad at somebody that I love the most, Wesling. And, you know, the thing that I found were the bars. Yeah. And then Kyle's like, yeah, welcome to the Hamptons, by the way. Because a lot of that also had to do with Paige leaving the show and you guys getting out of bed.
Yeah, that's true too. But notably that she says, I no longer had to hate or dislike the person that I genuinely love the most, which is cringy because she's literally saying that to him and he is going to be like, cool, don't care, going to hurt you. So then,
They're definitely on different pages here. Cause I think she's thinking they're kind of like inching back together. Everybody thinks they're inching back together.
Yeah. And she gets up and she kisses him on the cheek. They have like a nice like hug moment. It's like really nice. And if we didn't know about the scandal, we'd be like, this is so great that this is going in this direction, you know?
No, I wouldn't be. Absolutely not. If I didn't know about the scandal, I would be like, God damn it, Sierra. Stop it. Stop. I would still be yelling at Sierra.
I do think though that the audience at large would be like, oh my God, like this is like nice resolution. Like it feels like we're moving forward. So, now it's time for Kyle's. And Lindsay's like, Kyle lost his wedding ring, but he found a DJ career. Okay, cool. And so then this like, Jesse goes, hey, by the way, Kyle, hey, can I ask you a question? I know you mentioned you got a new manager. I was just curious what the plan is with the DJing and the music stuff. Hope this doesn't kick off some sort of volatile fight. Okay, here you go.
Oh my God, Lindsay saying that was so cold. And everyone else just went, oh God, Lindsay. Like everybody cringed at that, but she's like, ha ha ha. She's just cracking up. She just has this huge smile on her face. She's like, nailed it. Yeah. So Jesse asked that question, like, what are you gonna do, what's your plan with the DJing stuff? And Amanda goes, oh, he's going to Vegas. Yeah. And they're like, what? And then he gets really serious, and you know, I get like, they've been talking about this the whole season, and I've also been yelling at Kyle the whole season. I get it, and I don't take any of that back. You should still not be telling your wife to fuck off after leaving 6 months, etc. You guys don't need me to repeat myself for the 9 millionth time. But it's like, he's been working hard at something. We might not respect what it is, but he's been working hard at something for a long time and is about to like enter a new kind of plateau, a new level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he doesn't even get to announce it himself. Amanda does it in a snarky way. And then they all treat it like, fuck this. I feel like if it was anybody else who was like, you guys, I've been working at this thing for like years, and now I'm finally going to get a manager who's going to get me like a residency in Vegas. Everybody be like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, there was God.
It was weird watching this whole thing play out, because I really, despite all the shit that we talked about, despite the scandal that's happening, despite Amanda being a drip, Amanda does not deserve to have anyone, especially her husband, look at her and say, fuck you, a second time this summer, let alone the first time. And now he doesn't have the excuse of being wasted. He just looks at her and says, fuck you, in this argument. And I think that's totally unacceptable, totally, totally unacceptable. And I do think that Kyle like has contributed to the decay of this marriage hugely by not being present, by traveling. And like, she's expressed exactly what she needs out of this relationship, and he instead has gone out and continued to party, yada, yada, yada. But I did feel like weirdly sympathetic towards him during this, despite the terrible things that also happened that he did, because I feel like what he was trying to say, and I was hoping that he'd actually say it, was like, I got a manager, I'm treating this like a career, so that way I can be more selective, so I can spend more time with Amanda rather than doing all these little gigs. I can do some big gigs and make a bunch of money off of it and have more time and get that work-life balance. And it seemed like he was trying to say it, and I don't want to put words in Kyle's mouth, and I don't want to, you know, try to give him some sort of like sympathetic hypothetical of what he was saying. But when he kept on saying like, I'm trying to do something that's I can be more selective with what I'm doing, I'm like, bro, just say you're trying to improve your work-life balance so you could spend more time with your wife. But he kept on saying it in this way that I was like, oh, you're not doing yourself any favors right now.
Well, he said, I'm signing with a manager that represents some big acts, and I'm going to be a little more selective than I was in terms of where I put my energy, and I'm going to treat it like a career, not a hobby. And next week I'm going to Vegas to play marquee, but it's not just Vegas. I would be selectively choosing where I go now. So Ben's like, is it residency? And he's like, well, we're working on that for 2026. And he's like, okay, well, that's great money then, right? And then Kyle and Amanda are just staring at each other. Like, she's giving them like wide-eyed, eyes poking out of her head stare off, like kind of smirking at him. And Lindsay says, okay, well, I have a question. Did you even ask Amanda before you made this decision, or did you make the decision on your own?
And Kyle's like, no, this is something she's known I've been working on. She's like,
but did you have a conversation as a partner with your wife before you decided? He's like,
well, I haven't signed it yet. So the answer is no, Kyle, you did not have a conversation with your wife, which is not good either. God, this marriage is so decrepit and so flimsy. It's terrible. Like, it just, they are just so terrible to each other.
Well, we saw them have the conversation about it. So he did tell her about it. He did have the conversation with her on camera in their apartment when he was like, I'm talking to this manager. And she's like, well, I didn't marry a DJ. So he did talk to her about it. She just doesn't like it and doesn't support it, and he's going to do it anyway. So,
but it was more like he announced what he was doing. He it wasn't like a, hey, this is something I would like to pursue. It was more like, I'm doing this.
Well, that's true. Like, but I mean, her feelings are known on the subject.
Right.
She was not into it, and he's going to do it anyway. And that's it. You know,
she wasn't.
I wouldn't want to be married to that. Right. I wouldn't want to be married to that. But they have had the conversation, and it didn't go well.
So, yeah. Yikes.
So Kyle's like, well, you know, like we're going to have the conversation maybe one-on-one tomorrow. And everybody just starts laughing at him. And Sierra's like, okay,
did you not see the rundown? Like, tomorrow afternoon, we sit on two Adirondack chairs and we talk about this, bro. Like, you're trying to fast-forwarding our shooting schedule here.
Okay, so you're taking on another business venture? Like, that's going to take over everything. And he's like, well, I've been traveling and promoting Loverboy since everything opened up from the pandemic. But this brings me joy and happiness, and it pays the bills, and I think I'm good at it. So he's saying, I've always been traveling this much. And Amanda only has a problem with it now because it has to do with DJing. You know, but it's not really. I mean, she had a problem when it was all Loverboy, too, because that was her last complaint last year, was that you're traveling all the time for Loverboy. So then it's the same thing. You're giving yourself an excuse to go be drunk in bars with fans instead of being at home, you know?
Right.
So Lindsay's like, well, where I get confused is how Carl can have so many people in his DMs when he's such a pussy. Sorry. Also, where I also get confused is you guys are like married and you guys have a partnership and you're supposed to be aligned in that partnership about what your future goals are together as a family, as a unit, and as a team.
Yeah.
And it just feels like as an outsider, it's like,
well, no, the DJs that I aspire to, that I look up to, are married with kids and their wives support them. I'm like, yeah, but Kyle, are you checking in with those DJs or trying to find out like, hey, how do you do it? How do you manage it all? No, you're not.
Well, they're much more famous and they make a lot of money, you know, doing what they do. So they can go do a couple of gigs and then come back with a ton of money. It's probably how. So Lindsay's like, yeah, but they were already DJs before they were married with kids, Kyle.
So Amanda's like, mm-hmm. She gives that look. And so Lindsay's like, look, which is funny, by the way, because we're seeing other people fight Amanda's fights and we've saw other people fighting Wes's fights. So this is sort of how they operate, which is no wonder that they found each other. So Lindsay is like,
well, like you took on this career without talking to your wife about it. And now you're continuing to progress it.
He's like, I just don't understand why my love for playing music for people has been the butt of every fucking joke this summer. Because it's funny. It's funny. Because you're like you're like a 43-year-old guy who gave up his corporate job to be a DJ. That's inherently funny. Whether or not you're good at it, or whether or not you're successful, has nothing to do with the fact that it is funny.
Yeah. He's like, I don't get it. And he's like slamming the table. She's like, it's not a joke. My whole point is that when you're in a partnership and you're supposed to talk, and Amanda goes, we're supposed to be a team. Yeah, and have a family together. And this is why Amanda at the fucking reunion was like, I want to have a family with someone who wants to have a family. And we see a flashback of that. And Lindsay's like, you're not showing those traits. And, you know, you're just showing that you want to go have a residency in Vegas and that DJing is more important than having a family. And so I get where she's coming from. And he's like, that's not true. She's not ready to have a kid. And you can blame me all you want.
She's like, no, and I have talked to her about it.
Blast me all you want. You know, I did not push back at the reunion when she said that. That hurt because you are not ready and you know that.
Okay. And she also said that to me.
He's like, well, do not blame this on me.
Well, I'm not putting it all on you. And I never have. And Amanda's like, well, forget about the kids. Remove the kids and the family from it all.
Oh, well, God forbid I do something that I enjoy.
Kyle. Well, the last 7 years of my life, I've worked my ass off with no joy, and now I have some joy. Yeah, but this is your family right here, and you're not making decisions together, is my point. He's like, I'm under attack. This is how I felt all summer long.
But by the way, also, Kyle's like constant refrain is like, I never get to have any fun, when it's like 10 years of him getting wasted on this TV show, flopping around, you know, stumbling around the house late at night. Like, you were having... Kyle, you get to have your fun.
Exactly. You know, like, and here's my honest opinion. And this opinion has remained consistent. He has the absolute right to do that. If he wants to party every night and he wants to be a DJ, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, sure, we're going to make fun of it.
I agree.
But he should be able to do that. He just needs to be with somebody who also wants to do that. And he's just not with somebody they're just not compatible. You know, Amanda
they just
needs
aren't,
someone
yes.
who wants to get stoned and watch TV. She needs like a Ronnie, you know, she needs a me. And, you know, he needs, I don't know what he needs, but some crazy ass who wants to go out every night and get shit faced. They're out there.
I think. Yeah, no, I agree. And that's the thing is that everyone's trying to fit a square peg into a circular hole, circular hole. And none of this advice really is going to ultimately work because it's just not a relationship that ever had longevity attached to it. It just sort of had inertia and that's it. So now Kyle is he's like, I feel under attack. This is how I all felt. This is how I felt all summer long. And it's like, I was like, I had such mixed emotions watching this because on the one hand, this is where I felt sympathetic. That's like, this is a private thing between me and Amanda. And we're just like hanging on by a thread. We're trying to work on this through therapy. And now this is, you're like confronting me about this. And there's like things going on in our relationship that I'm like trying to protect the world from da 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 da. I don't feel like talking about it right now. This is supposed to be a light, fun dinner. And now you're coming at me so hard. But at the same time, I also feel like Kyle is kind of fragile. And like the moment that he does have a mirror put up to him, because some of the stuff that Lindsay's saying is true too. Like these are decisions you should be making with your wife.
Everything she's saying is true.
Yeah.
I think everything she's saying is true.
And so like, he's like, stop being so fragile and just like, listen. Well, and just, you know, so it's like, I understand his frustration. I also feel like it's like when he is faced this, he does have a pattern of like when he is faced with hard truths, he flips out and says, I just want to have fun. I just want to be me. And it's like, bro, just like chill out.
I think that's true. But on the other hand, first of all, everything that they're saying is true. Yes, all this is correct information to be telling a husband about, you know, his wife. But on the other hand, from how he's looking at it is like, okay, so I get told off at the beginning of the summer. I sign us up for therapy. I start going to therapy. I'm trying to be nice to Amanda every weekend. She's still being a cold asshole to me. She goes to therapy with me, but then I find out she's talking to somebody else about leaving me that she's not bringing up into therapy. Exactly. And now I find out that she's talking to fucking Lindsay, who she hates, about me. And so from how he's seeing Amanda go from person to person to bitch about Kyle, and he's getting all of the cast to kind of come after Kyle, and meanwhile Amanda's getting away with doing nothing in their marriage and then just sitting there smirking while everybody tells him off, which is what she's doing. I mean, she's sitting there like, yes, giving this like little wide-eyed smile while everybody's telling him off, like she's loving it. So I think from his end he's like, well, fuck this, like now Amanda's like playing everybody against me and you all are sitting here acting like she's like the ultimate victim, when what the hell does she do? And so he goes off in this, like, so he starts losing his mind now, and he's like, don't gang up on me, and they're like, we're not ganging up. And Ben's like, guys, if there's a manager, the manager's job is trying to make sure he does good jobs less often. And what he's saying is he's been running around the country all the time taking whatever he can to build a career, you know. And Kyle just looks at a man and goes, fuck you. And she's like, Kyle, what? God. It's like, Kyle, you know, and this is when I'm like, see, I can't even stand up for you in my mind.
Yeah.
Because then you turn around and you do something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm so glad you brought up the point about like how he's also reacting to the stuff that he just learned from Sierra earlier today, because he is really feeling like, oh, here I thought we were making progress, and actually Amanda's going around telling, like, complaining about me, and now it's getting to the point where she's like thinking about moving out, and he's just like feeling really frustrated by that. So like, I really felt that, and I understood that. But then he does this, and you're like, but bro, like, you also need to be able to like listen and hear things, and like, that is something that we've witnessed time and time and time again. When Amanda last year or 2 years ago was like, I just want to have like, I want to start my own little business. He's like, but why? And then he, of all the people, what came out of that conversation of Amanda saying that she wanted to start a business was him actually starting a DJ career. He actually used that conversation to start a new career, and while also simultaneously keeping her down. And so it's like, it's actually so interesting, because it's like, you're constantly like, I have sympathy for what he's going through. And then I'm also reminded of like the ways that he's contributed and been awful to the situation. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. But right now, the moment when he says fuck you to her, I'm like, so you've lost the argument, because
yeah,
you just can't do that.
Yeah. He's such a baby. Oh my God. And I think that's why he's saying fuck you to her. Cause he's like, okay, so now you've turned everybody, you've gone to every single person in this house, and now they're all coming at me after dinner. Like, congratulations, you know? Mm-hmm. But even if you feel that way, saying fuck you to your wife, I mean, what is wrong with you? you're never gonna win like this, Kyle, you idiot. So Amanda's like, you're blanking out, Kyle. And he's like, I don't even know what this is about. And Lindsay's like, the fuck yous are not okay, Kyle. And then West pulls up his chair and he sits right behind Amanda, like the bodyguard. Like, this is not okay, you know? And I've said this summer, don't say that.
He says, that's the one thing I've stood up for this summer. As he's like proud. He's like, I've been a pussy about everything but this. But then Wes pulling that chair over and then sitting like behind Amanda, like don't talk to my lady. I was like, okay, this is, this, something is going on here. That is, that body language. Like Wes does not do that ever. Look, I had to burp. I was so upset
stress
about
burp. So Amanda's like, I'm not even chiming into the conversation, Kyle. Lindsay's saying, it's not her, it's me. Jeez, she hasn't even said anything to me, which isn't true. And Kyle's like, all right, guys, you know what? Then stop making fucking mountains out of molehills. Like, this is ridiculous. Okay.
And then Wes goes, talk to Lindsay. Don't look at Amanda. You're fine. And I'm like, what is going on with Wes? If they were not already banging at this point, because I used to not really think anything was happening, but now I'm starting to feel like it. But at this point, maybe something was happening. But if they weren't, then the emotional affair has definitely started at this point.
So Lindsay is like, oh my God, I'm just saying. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, she says, I'm just saying in a partnership. And he goes, well, we don't have one. If you haven't caught the drift, we don't have a partnership. And then Amanda's like, okay, this is not a table conversation. Oh, okay. Now it's not.
Now
been fine with it the rest of the summer. And he's like, no, in a partner, now that it's turning to her. Right. So he's like, not in a partnership. We pull weight. Amanda pulls no weight. And I'm fucking losing my mind. I'll smack tables all the fuck I want. You have no fucking idea. You don't know what I deal with. And Carl
stands up. He's like, oh, chill the fuck out. He's like, no, fuck you, man. So Kyle gets up. and then Wes gets up. And then Carl gets up. Goes, oh, chill the fuck out. Okay. Like, don't scream in front of all these people. Don't do it. It's not right. Cause, yeah, fuck you. Whoa, why don't you stop? She's wearing a thong. Don't do it in front of her thong.
So he leaves the house. Kyle like storms out of the house and Carl just keeps following him. He's like, stop. And he goes, oh yeah, fuck you, Carl. And he's like, fuck me. Oh yeah, fuck me. Then fuck you. You fucking loser.
You're gonna break
Carl loses his shit. Carl loses his shit.
Yeah,
Carl started losing his shit. I started laughing so hard because this is so Carl. And they showed the clip of it earlier this season when Kyle and Carl were both coming at Luke at the batting cages. And Carl's like, oh, yeah, hold me back. Yeah. I'm going to get him, boys. Hold me back.
Carl only gets like really big in a fight when someone's holding him back. Then he knows he's being held back. But then, so he's like, oh, you're going to throw something? Oh, come on. And Kyle like throws a lover boy at the door or something like that. It's so funny because they really were making it seem like this fight was going to be about the investing in Softbar. So I was just like waiting for that to like come to a head. But actually, it turns out it was Kyle losing his mind and them trying to calm him down. And that's all it was.
And then Carl losing his mind because he sees his chance to have a fit now that he's been trying to have all summer that he hasn't been able to have. So he's just going to have it now. Oh, Lord. What a show.
We'll see what happens next week. Wow. Exciting times.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. Go grab tickets for the cabaret in New York on June 5th at 9:30 p.m. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.